that you can actually cultivate peace of mind? Yes, peace of mind is not just something that falls upon you. It's something that you have to cultivate. Even the Bible says, strive to enter the rest. So today I'm going to be talking about peace of mind and what you can do, 5 steps to cultivate peace of mind. April is Stress Awareness Month, and I celebrated my birthday. I'm saying that all month now. April is a special month. It's my birth month. Yay. And I am another year older. Hello. Anyway, peace of mind is important. People always talk about, oh, I just want my peace of mind. I just want my peace of mind. I just want my peace of mind. But then you see all their actions. They're doing the opposite of somebody that just wants their peace of mind, apart from just talking about it and talking about, leave me alone. I just want my peace of mind. Leave me alone. I just want my peace of mind. That's not how you get peace of mind. You don't get peace of mind by talking about it constantly. You don't get peace of mind by turning your back on people. You don't get peace of mind by being selfish in the name of boundaries. You don't get peace of mind by, should I go on and on and on? All the things that people think bring peace of mind actually don't. And I'm just going to share with you the things that do bring peace of mind to you. And I'm not saying don't set boundaries and stuff like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm sure if you scroll through my videos, you'll find a very good video on boundary setting. So a video or a class or something. Anyway, I'm going to talk about how you can achieve peace of mind and start to work on your own peace of mind. So first of all, what is peace of mind? What does peace of mind mean to you, right? For me personally, Shola Ezeokoi, peace of mind for me means not feeling frantic most of the time. That's what peace of mind is for. We're not feeling frantic, where you actually just feel calm and neutral. Your brain isn't going and going and going. You're not having to rush around doing things. Now, there are times in life when there are emergencies, and I know that, yes. But an emergency every single day, all the time, when you're not an ER doc, come on. You know, even ER docs, their own personal life, peace of mind. So for me, peace of mind is not feeling frantic. So I'm somebody who would rather wake up at 5:30 and lie down in my bed till 6. Let's say I have an appointment at 9. I'll wake up at 5:30, lie down in my bed till 6, get up, have a cup of tea, say my prayers, you know, putter a little bit, then start getting ready for my appointment at 7:30. And then, you know, maybe if it's an online appointment, whatever, drive there at 8. So I can do things in a paced fashion. Some people have an appointment at 9. They are getting up at 8:45. And they are, you know, somehow they manage to make it because they're functioning adults. Me, that for me is just not like, at that point, I would just move into the mountains and just sit and stare there for the rest of my life. So for me, peace of mind means not being frantic most of the time, being able to quote unquote hear myself think, being in a calm state. So you have to kind of sit down and say, what does peace of mind look like for me? How do I want to feel when I have this peace of mind? A question only you can answer, and you should answer. So I'm going to talk about 5 things. The first one is, you want to purposely put yourself in peaceful spaces. And what do I mean? Listening to peaceful music, going to places like gardens, out in nature, taking time to just sit quietly in a room by yourself. Let the default not be that you're running, scrambling, crazy, frantic all the time. Some people live like that and they actually get high off of that, but there are other people who live like that and they're always complaining, I want my peace of mind. I want my peace of mind. Then stop running around. Take time to put yourself into quiet spaces. listen to quiet music. It's not every day that you will listen to Knock If You Buck. Yes, I know I just dated myself, but whatever. Time to sit with your thoughts and devote your time to thinking calming thoughts. Yes, you need time to think. Oh, I don't have time to think. Well, you need time to think. Okay, you need time to be able to just even if it's 5 minutes a day. And I know it's hard. I know, because I've been there. I had a client once who I told her that every day she must take 1 hour for herself, 1 hour where she's doing nothing. I say, you need a do nothing time. She couldn't at first, you couldn't, but eventually she got there. It's like 1 hour, just 1 hour for yourself. I'm saying start with 5 minutes. Just sit, look around, be with your thoughts, do nothing. That's how you start to cultivate peace of mind. Remember what I said in the beginning about strive to enter the rest? There you go. That's the rest you're striving to enter. But when you get there, you will know the work that you've put in would have been worth it. Put yourself in peaceful spaces. Number two, reject hustle mentality. I say there's a movie that came out many years ago called Hustle and Flow. Man, I can't, if you know, you know. I cannot remember the movie. I can't, I know I watched it, but I know Terrence Howard was in it, but that's about it. Can't remember. But Hustle, the title of the movie was Hustle and Flow. Hustle and Flow. Sometimes you're working hard, but at other times you're resting. Hustle and Flow. But reject the hustle mentality. The hustle mentality tells you, you have to hustle all the time. Or until retirement, whatever retirement is. And then what happens? You've been hustling for so long, you don't even know how to rest. Then when you retire, you just die because you've not even been able to cultivate that ability to flow. Reject the hustle mentality. Look, if you live in the US, it is hustle every day. That's the expectation. You have to be productive. Recently, in the US, there was an eclipse a few days ago. Or, don't know when you're watching this or listening to it. There was an eclipse, and then somebody had the effrontery, the audacity, and the nauseating gall to actually calculate the amount of lost productivity in money that the eclipse caused, because people, stopped to get their eclipse glasses and look at the eclipse for all of about, 2 minutes? No, that's hustle mentality. The mentality that everything should be reduced to productivity, dollars, and cents, or whatever currency your country is that you're watching this. Here's the deal. I have rejected hustle mentality. Now, it doesn't mean I don't work. I'm working right now, recording this video. But I'm telling you, I don't feel the need to prove to anybody that I have to work all the time in order to be, in order to have self-worth, or in order to be productive. I'm productive even when I'm resting, because guess what? Resting makes me even more productive. And besides, you can rest for the sake of rest. Reject that mentality that tells you, oh, if you're not working all the time, there's something wrong with you. How do you know when you have that mentality? Very good. You feel guilty about resting. You feel guilty about playing. You don't sleep until you're like falling, like literally falling off your chair. And you probably drink coffee all the time. And yes, I put my hand up. I drink coffee too. I drink coffee too, yes. But it's the mentality. If you want peace of mind, you have to reject that mentality that tells you that, oh, you have to hustle every single minute of every single day. You have to work all the time. If you're not working, any minute you're not spending working, you're being unproductive. No, reject it. Because ain't nobody going to come and reject it for you. And until you learn to do that, your peace of mind is just somewhere floating in the ethers. Number three, your associations. You know, there are some people that are frantic people. Anytime you see them, they're rushing, they're doing something, they're like, hey, calm down. You don't have to be frantic and stressed out. I know somebody like that. Even when we went on holiday together, she managed to stress herself out. I'm like, dude, really? This does not have to be like this. Stop. I actually told her, stop looking for the hardest way to do things. We're on holiday here. But, you know, I was about to say, did she listen? I'm trying to remember if she listened to me. No, she didn't. And she still does what she does. She still do what she do. But hey, that's her. Not me. Of course, she's my friend. Or rather, I know her. But the thing is, this is not 90% of the friendships that I associate myself with. Because that mentality, it's tiring. You have to watch your associations. If you want to, you know, if you want peace of mind, you have to associate with people who are doing what you already want to do. Or who are already there. You know, people with a calm demeanor that still seem to get things done. People who don't stress out about every little thing. Those are the people that you need in your corner on this journey. Now, of course, as a coach, I meet all kinds of people in my daily walk, but I manage to associate with people who are like, look, you know what? We're just going to have a chill day. We're just going to have a nice time. You know what? We know life is throwing things at us, but you know what? Let's go. We're going to sit down and we're going to break bread together. We're going to talk and we're going to pray and we're going to feel good again. You know, mind your associations. If all your association, all the people you associate with are, you know, hustle, hustle, hustle. They feel bad when they sleep. They bring nervous energy into the room. You know, there's some people like that. When they come in, it's like, no, please, mind your associations. Now, I'm not saying that if your friends are like this, you should just turn your back on them. Not at all. You can have friends for all walks of life. But the fact is, if you're trying to go from point A to point B, you need people alongside you who are already at point B or who are on that journey with you. That's all I'm saying. Number four. I know this seems obvious. Slow down. Slow down. Remember I said I've been there myself, right? Recently I had an opportunity to pick up, you know, some work. Not in my house, not from home, in a clinic. And it's kind of busy. But one thing I realized was that even in the busyness, I had to pace myself or else I would burn out. If you're going from one place to another, why do you have to walk in a rushed manner? No, you can walk at a normal pace. You're not going to get there any faster. It's a short distance. So if you take, you know, 10 short rush paces or 4 normal paces, you're going to get there at the same time, but you're just going to expend less energy on the 4 paces than the 10 rushed paces. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Slow down. Where you can, slow down. There's a saying that goes, festina lente, make haste slowly. So sometimes when I catch myself, like, oh, there's a lot of people waiting. And I'm like, festina lente. I'm one person. I can only be in one place at one time. Now, I move efficiently, but I don't rush. Again, it's a lot of times it's in the mind. It's like, oh, I have to, in order to, you know, that whole, oh, I want to show I'm productive, so I have to move fast. Not really. You know, if someone isn't dying, you don't necessarily, even like patient care and stuff, if someone isn't dying, you don't have necessarily have to run. They're like bleeding out or something like that. You don't necessarily have to run. You can walk because the issue might be that they'll be waiting for whatever long time, but 3 more seconds, is that going to make a big difference? No. So slow down. In short, pace yourself. Pace yourself in life. There are certain things that, you know, you may have to let go of in order to be able to slow down and pace yourself. Nobody ever tells you when you're younger, pace yourself. So you get to your 40s and you're burnt out because you never pace yourself. You've been running like a hare the whole time, running, running, running. Pace yourself. Slow down. Breathe. I have this reminder, which I think is quite silly, but maybe it's not. It reminds me to breathe. It pops up every now and then, breathe. So I'll stop and take my deep breath. You have to do that. Because a lot of times too, even in our breathing, we're taking more shallow breaths than deep breaths. Stop every now and again, correct your posture, and take a deep breath in and out. So slow down, slow down. You know, if it's not a matter of life and death in the moment, you can pace yourself. Last but not the least, I think the most important, it's Stress Awareness Month, and I'm talking about 5 things you need to do to cultivate peace of mind. Make peace with an imperfect life. When you learn to do this, oh my goodness, the peace of mind. In fact, this should probably have been number 1, but I made it last because it's the most important. Make peace with an imperfect life. Let me tell you something. Life is not perfect, will never be perfect. And no matter how much you try to make it perfect, it won't be perfect. I'm going to say that again. Life is not perfect, has never been perfect, will never be perfect. No matter what you try to do, it will not be perfect. Why? Because that's life. The minute you think something is perfect, you find, ooh, I have to improve on that. If you ever work out with a personal trainer, you think, okay, we're doing the reps right. And like, no, correct your forms. Oh man, I finally thought I'm doing the numbers of reps, but your form is bad. Okay, I've got the form. And I'm supposed to do 10 reps. I've only done 2. That's just a metaphor for life. Something is happening over here, you know. Make peace with an imperfect life. And sometimes you have to tell those 20,000 voices in your head telling you that you're not good enough, not smart enough, not beautiful enough, will never make enough money, you're not going to be like this, you're never going to be like that. That you have to tell all those voices to shut up. Shut up. I'm done listening to the voices in my head. And I'm talking about actual voices. I'm talking about the head drama and the mental noise. You have to shut up. I know life isn't perfect. Yeah, I know my office is untidy, but you know what? When I get to it, I will get to it. And that's actually a realistic statement because contrary to what you see here, the parts you can't see in this office is a mess. So make peace with an imperfect life. You know, just remind yourself that every day you wake up and you're alive is a day to make an improvement on something that you didn't do well enough yesterday. That's all you need to do. Make peace with an imperfect life. And making peace with an imperfect life is not a cop-out. And it doesn't mean you just throw, you know, just like, oh, well, I don't care anymore. No. You care. But you're coming at it from a different angle. You care, but you're not stressed out about it. It makes you more rational. It makes you able to handle things more easily. Like for example, my untidy office, I'm looking around, I'm like, okay, some of these things I'm thinking, some of these things need to be thrown out. Okay, when I get up, I'm going to take a few minutes and I'm going to clear this place or ask someone to do it or whatever, right? Some of you get stressed out because every single day you come home, your house is not spick and span and tidy. You know what? You've always been tidying your house and you will forever be tidying your house. That is the nature of living in a house. Sometimes you're stressed out about, you know, your workplace. You know, oh, I got this fantastic job. Everything is great. And then a few months in, you realize that, ugh, this place is horrible. You know what? If it's a horrible mess that you can't live with, find another job. If, this annoys me, but I can live with it. Okay, I make peace with the imperfect job. Make peace with an imperfect life. There's a balance. not to the point where you just, you're laissez-faire and leave everything to the wind, but not also not to the point where you're stressed out about every little thing. So I'm going to recap. It's probably been one of my longest podcasts because I'm really feeling this one. How to cultivate peace of mind. Number one, purposely put yourself in peaceful spaces. Number two, reject hustle mentality. Three, mind your associations and associate with like-minded, peaceful people. Four, slow down and breathe. Five, make peace with an imperfect life. So that's a whole bunch from me today. It is April, it's Stress Awareness Month. So I'll stop here because it's already going to 25 minutes. I can say a lot more. I will stop here and I will see you next time. But before you go, get this book. It's free to be, The Empowered Woman's Handbook. Get that book. Get it. It's the best $30 you've ever spent. The links will be in the show notes. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.